So I am so excited. This is actually my very first time streaming live through Zoom onto YouTube.
Oh, I am so excited.
And let me, I'm going to have to make sure I don't have that showing somehow. Because it's, I can actually hear it. I don't want to hear myself when I'm talking. That was very distracting. So, okay, so this is Adrian Obi, Capricorn Tigress of AstrologyALookInside.com. And I am coming to you, like I said, for my first time via Zoom. Oh, I was wondering why it was so dark. Hold on, you guys. Okay, let's see. Okay, a little bit of light. You know, it's so weird. If I have light, sometimes it pales me out, you know what I mean? And then sometimes it helps a great deal. Okay, you guys, I'm just getting used to going through Zoom, so this is a little bit different than normal. I just wanted to have a discussion. As you know, I like to do those because, well, this is Astrology, A Look Inside, and Astrology, A Look Inside might appear, I guess, to others to be different than other channels that are on YouTube. We are A Look Inside, so we're dealing more with the emotional effects that are left by the astrological placements, the astrological aspects, and how they affect us, you know, individually and in actuality, okay? Because I think a lot of people online now are so used to people doing tarot, which is, you know, a certain form of divination, and I respect the game. You know, I'm a crystal woman myself. I'm very much into crystals. I hold them during every reading. I just do. I surround myself with crystals at all times. And I consider myself to be a psychic. I'm an intuitive astrologer, a Western astrologer, not Eastern, although I do know some Western astrology. And what we're going to talk about tonight is something that I know is affecting me on a personal level. And so it's a really good subject to talk about and go inside on, which is Mars in Leo. Mars in Leo. You know, Mars in Leo is one of those things that, you know, we all go through Mars in Leo at one point of the year. We all have to suffer through Mars in Leo at one point or another. And I was born with Mars in Leo, in the seventh house, and the Koch system puts it in the eighth house. And I'm going to look at both of those placements right now, because according to astro.com, the moon is sitting exactly almost on my Mars in Leo at this time. And Mars in Leo is technically now conjunct my Mars in Leo, because it's at 19, almost 20 degrees. My Mars in Leo is at 24 degrees. The moon is at 25 degrees, okay? There's a lot of Leo going on because we've got the sun in Leo, we've got Venus in Leo. They are technically conjunct, and Venus is square Uranus today. I don't know if you guys know that. Anyway, I digress. Let's talk about this Mars in Leo thing. So Mars in Leo can fall in, you know, one of several houses in your chart. And what I'll do is just give my take on what I think Mars in Leo might do in your chart. But before I do that, I want to just see if I, because I am building a database. So let me see if I have personally did any research on that Mars in Leo already. See what pops up in my computer. If I haven't gotten to it, that's okay. But just seeing if anything pops up. Mars in Leo. What do I have here for Mars in Leo? I was going to do the research. I never got to it. Wow, that was way back in February. And, you know, that is a good example of Mars in Leo. Mars in Leo is that type of person. As I said, February 19th, by the way. That was right back in Aquarius season, right between Aquarius and Pisces, right? And so I probably was at a weak point Mars-wise, because that would have been the halfway point between, you know, like the end of Leo, Mars, and the end of Aquarius season. And so I can see why I would have been very low energy. And I'm just getting back through it in Leo season. Leo Mars. Isn't that amazing? Okay, so Leo Mars is an amazing place to have Mars. And I'm going to give my take, and then I'm going to give a couple other people's takes on what this means. Mars in Leo, in my opinion, is a pretty feisty place to have Mars, okay? It is a look at me Mars. It can't help itself. It likes to be number one. It likes to be flashy. It likes to be romantic. It likes to show off. It likes to be, you know, it's like the John Wayne Mars. It really likes to be the tough guy. And I'm just looking here to see if I've got something where I can get a little bit more detail for you guys. No, this hasn't got the Leo Mars or anything like that in it. So I won't go into that. But right now, just know that Mars is at 19 degrees, almost 20 degrees. Okay. So I'm going to be looking up some Mars in Leo and get other people's takes on it, because I am a Mars in Leo. Okay. And some people, I guess they look at Mars in Leo differently for women than for men. And I can see that. I mean, it's Mars, right? And Mars is technically a planet that is attributed to men, and especially the male's sexual nature. And, you know, even their aggressive Mars in general for men. But Mars in Leo is like a manly man's Mars, isn't it? And for a woman to have Mars in Leo, well, you know, it's a little bit fierce. So one of the things it says right here, it says that Mars in Leo is the fierce queen energy you need. It says Beyonce was born with Mars in Leo. Mars is the planet of energy, action, and aggression. I didn't know Beyonce and I share Mars and Leo. No wonder we're both divas. Well, anyway, luckily, let's see. Well, okay, so Mars is going to be in Leo for the next few weeks. Okay, so we've got that going on. And I just want to see what this place has to say about it. It's going to a couple of places. And by the way, that was I think that was from Cosmopolitan. They were, of course, they would talk about Beyonce, right? One place here says, if you have Mars and Leo, you're a strong-willed achiever. I guess so. Mars and Leo people love being adored. I guess so. Great for people who are somewhat connected to the performing in front of others. I guess so. Look what I'm doing right now. Let's see. The heat turns up when Mars is in Leo. Yeah, I guess so. The planet of motivation and action. Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. Emphasis on the sexual nature. Yeah, I guess so. Flamboyant and magnanimous. You rarely hit the off button. Well, it's almost midnight and I'm still recording. Yeah, I guess so. Let's see. When Mars and Leo want something, they go straight after it with barely a second thought. Okay, yeah, I guess so. Mars and Leo is a fixed sign with passions that are continuously burning. Yeah, I guess so. Mars and Leo people are enterprising, diligent, fearless, independent. Yeah, I guess so. Mars and Leo people have developed a sense of responsibility. Oh, well, I guess so. I love having my Mars in Leo. Okay, I just want you guys to know, it's one of the things that makes me happiest is that I was born with Mars in Leo. Although I can tell you, I will give my personal experience about having Mars in Leo in a moment. But I just wanted to give the overall take where I'm, what everyone else is saying before I say what I'm going to say. So here I went to one of my favorite places. I love Cafe Astrology. And and to go over what they, you know, they have something a little bit different. Like Aquarius says that Mars gives off a drive for significance. A strong need to create in some way. Determined that their lives not only have meaning, but significant meaning. Yeah, I see that. Particularly vital position for Mars. Passions run high, and so does desire. My desires have not been running that high. I don't know if they're coming back. It could be because, you know, I got ghosted by my husband. And I'm going to tell you something about Mars and Leo. We do not like being played. We do not like being second fiddle. And we don't like our affections being thrown back in our face. If you want to lose a Mars and Leo, go ahead and put them second and see how fast they stay in your life. I had to let somebody go just this week. Yeah, put me second. Go put a Mars and Leo second. Are you out of your mind? I had to swish my mane and go up to the next and the next and the next. I'm not putting up with nobody who is not going to honor the queen in me. I honor the king in you as long as you honor the queen in me. That's all I ask. Don't think I'm going to treat you like a queen if you, a king, if you ain't treating me like a queen. Anyway, they say that Mars and Leo people enjoy pleasures of risk-taking. When they have a strong sense of reason. You know, one thing I don't like or don't do a lot, I guess Mars and Leo part, is the risk-taking. I am a Capricorn. Capricorn with my sun in Capricorn. I got Capricorn rising. I got Saturn in the first house. Saturn's transiting my ascendant right now. Saturn's transiting my sun right now. I don't like taking risks. And I think because maybe this Mars in Leo was placed in my chart to make sure that I take enough risks, that I didn't just end up a lump of clay somewhere just waiting to, you know, die. And Mars in Leo is the thing that makes me put on my makeup and put on my jewelry and whatever, come out here and make these videos, you know, month after month after month. It is true. And so I never realized other people don't have that sense of purpose, but I guess maybe not. Mars and Leo people also tend to have very well-defined ambitions. I made a video, it was earlier today or yesterday, and I had said that I see my dream goal, like I have an end goal, which for me, believe it or not, because I have my moon in Taurus in the fourth house, is a house. I've always connected my success to this house since I was a child. And I've seen this house since I was a child. Now, mind you, since I have Mars and Leo, it's a very flamboyant house. I said a baby grand, but I think it's a grand piano. And has a like a double spiral staircase. You know, like maybe, remember back in, not Dallas, but what was the other one? Oh my gosh, what was that show? Dynasty, remember the spire? The crystal carrot thing used to come down. Something like that. It had a sunken living room. It has the beautiful middle island kitchen. I see every detail. I mean, down to the duck pond, the koi pond. I see it all. So, you know, that type of thing. Very well-defined ambition. Rarely will you find a person with Mars in this position that lives a life without some sense of a calling, a true calling of some kind. They act with authority and power, and their personal magnetism generally endows them with some ability to get what they want. I do sense in a way that I give off something, which I don't quite know what it is, and I don't quite know how to stop it because it's just me. So I gotta keep being me, don't know what I'm doing. And so if I offend somebody, sorry, just being myself. But this is, you know, I guess what they mean about that magnetism, that authority and power. I sometimes get the vibe that maybe people think I'm coming off a little heavy or a little too authoritative or whatever, and I can't help it. I'm a double Capricorn with my Mars and Leo. Obviously, that's authority on both sides of my chart. what am I going to do? I'm sorry. I'm being myself. So this is one of the more sexual positions of Mars. Wow, really? I told that to somebody trying to get me to have sex, and I'm not even divorced yet. And I'm like, I don't even have sex with anyone unless I'm in love with them. I waited 5 years until I had sex with my husband. It has been over a year now. I'm not giving myself or my good, good old way to anybody unless they earned it. That's the way I feel about things. Anyway, this is one of the more sexual positions. Mars in Leo, natives enjoy sex more than most, as long as heavy doses of love and romance are part of the package. Bam, and there it is. You're not giving me real love and romance. Don't come with me with sex. I don't want your dirty thing. Got that everywhere else. That's dirty. Back off with that. I want real love and real romance. That's what I look for. I think in the end, that might have been what ended my marriage. Like, he perpetrated that he was in love, but I don't think he could sustain it. And I actually respect someone who's honest enough to say, oh, look, I'm not really in love. I just wanted to get laid or whatever. Rather than putting up a facade just to say, oh, I got her, you know, and stick a notch in your belt. That's tacky. Anyway, in partnership, they demand loyalty and admiration. And look, isn't that what I've been talking about? I feel bad that they said demand. I think, why isn't it mutual? I mean, I feel like I wanted to give loyalty and admiration. I want to spoil the person I'm in love with. I mean, when I want to make my person, I want to have love. There's a good vibe. There's a good feeling when there's love. And when it's not there, it's not a good vibe or a good feeling. Just having empty sexual relations, doesn't leave me with a good vibe anyway. I don't know. Impatient and small-mindedness and disloyalty. Impatient with small-mindedness and disloyalty. I was about to say what? Yeah, I don't like sports. I don't like disloyalty. That's exactly what it is. Somebody posted pictures of them with other women. And I'm like, done. Done. That's all it takes. Another woman, done. I don't do twos and threes, fours and fives. I do one and one. That's it. So, the Mars and Leo natives generally have a strong idealistic streak. They generally get fired up when they feel humiliated, and they defend their principles with ardor. See, some people don't care about some things like that, and I am aware of that. You know, that's a Mars and Leo thing, obviously. It's part of the Mars and Leo, I'm a queen, I'm a king, royal thing that we have. I feel like any man who would want to have multiple sexual partners and not form an actual long-standing or a committed relationship, first of all, that ain't a king. That's a page or a knight. I'm looking for a king. See, I know what I want. I know what I'm looking for. And until I find something even remotely similar to what's going to make me feel secure, Taurus moon in the fourth house, in the partnership, I'm not budging. No. Mars and Leo natives act with their heart. Their ego is tied up with their actions. Almost anything they do becomes a source of great pride. Sense of self-righteousness and quarrelsome. They say the more sophisticated people with this position are kindly leaders. Well, thank you. I hope I am a kindly leader. There was something I had read once about that, I don't know if it said kindly leader, but it did say something about it. Let's see here. Ooh, we got a really bad moment. You know, I just said earlier, right? By the way, that information I was reading off of was from Cafe Astrology. They have the Mars in signs articles. I like the way they think like me. Okay, so it was easier just to go through that and critique it than anything else. So look, I decided, because I was looking earlier, right, at these degrees. And as you well know, I'm a big degree person. And some people aren't or don't get it or understand what that is or, you know, whatever. But I just realized that there's a big thing coming up with Mars. And Mars is at 19 degrees of Leo, right? But it's about to go into 20 degrees of Leo. And it's moving fast. This has moved 18 degrees since I looked at it last. So, or 18 minutes. Anyway, at 19 degrees of Leo, it says that the native is destined to trial by fire, either real or symbolical. He'll face a difficult life, but as a child learning to walk, he is supported and not allowed to fall. It seems that no matter what he is called upon to face, he succeeds. His success over insurmountable difficulties, even though there is a measure of luck, wins him a well-deserved respect and admiration. Even though he becomes bitter and resentful, rebellious in his attitude, he somehow sticks it out and succeeds in the end. Thy bread shall be given thee, and thy water is sure. So he holds on. There is nothing else for him to do. There is no way out but through it. This gives a certain destiny or fate-like quality to the life. Now, we've been going through 19 degrees for the last few days, and so I don't know if anyone else has felt that certain fate-like quality over the last few days. I felt that. I don't know why, but I started recording these videos and looking at my life in a different way and all this stuff. And so other people might have felt that. But listen, 20 degrees of Leo is not that great. But I just wanted to give you an idea of what it says at 20 degrees of Leo. And it says this native often appears to be a failure, like a rolling stone, which never arrives. Many of these natives do achieve high points of success, but always after much time and effort have been expended. They seem to be saddled with something demanding much persistence without much promise. Most of these natives eventually prove equal to the task. If Mercury or third house influence is strong, he may be involved with written documents or may be a writer himself. There is much imagination and resourcefulness. Now that is where it's going to go probably by the morning. And I thought that was there could be some failures going on. So do be aware of that. And So my Leo that I have by birth is at 24 degrees. And they say that it's indicative of a very simple and childlike nature. I believe that. Capable of hard work, natural in a natural setting. Relates well to children, happy doing service type work. Prefers the country, especially wooded surroundings. Has a sweetness about his undeveloped nature. And I do feel that I have an undeveloped nature. I'm going to go into that in a minute. But he may have a very simple homespun philosophy. Very simple homespun philosophy about which he contemplates in quiet moments. He may even change his religion after some consideration. His overall nature is congenial, comfortable to have around. Those who associate with his native find him a pleasure, most restful in contrast to the modern day world. Now, I have my Mars and Leo there. I think I was very blessed to have my Mars and Leo there. Obviously, it's a great place to have it. But the thing is, that simple homespun philosophy, I often feel like there's so much complication. And to me, I'm like, but it's so simple. Just be good or just be bad. And then some people are like, but there's no such thing as good or bad. There's no such thing as good or evil. There's no such thing as heaven and hell. And then, you know, then I get confused because to me, inside of my whatever is in here, the spirit, the soul, this whatever, I distinctly feel when I'm being good and distinctly feel when I'm being bad. Now, some people say, oh, that's the mental thing that you put on it. That's what you were taught. And I'm like, no. Don't people remember even when you were little? You knew when you were being bad. Have you ever seen a dog? A dog, when it's doing something good or bad, it knows when it's doing something good or bad. Even if you never said to that dog before, don't do XYZ, it knows it's about to do bad before it does bad because there's an inherent good and bad. And I don't care what anyone says. I've listened to gurus talk about this. I've listened to Eckhart Tolle talk about this. I've listened to all kind of people, spiritual leaders talk about there's no such thing as good and evil. Yes, there is. Because evil, here's my thing. If you don't know that what you're doing is evil, just ask yourself, is what I'm doing going to lead to something good, positive, uplifting, motivating, and causing something positive in the lives of others, or at least myself? If what you're doing isn't going to do that, it's not uplifting, it's not helping, it's harming, and you know it, then what, to me, that tells me what inside of the person can't comprehend or grasp that what they're doing may be construed as evil in the eyes of someone else or bad. Because there's got to be some inherent thing in it. Otherwise, we're all just walking around with no foundation or structure. I don't like talking too much because I have my personal opinions about life. But I do believe that it's over. We've got a couple of generations where they weren't even given. There's no, there wasn't even any, what's the word I'm looking for? Discipline. You could, like, when I grew up, if you did some bad, you knew you were doing bad because your parent hit in the head. Or put you in the corner, spanking, locking your room, whatever they did. There's always some method. They let you know. No, this is right. This is wrong. This is good. This is bad. We know you did it. You know, don't lie. We caught you lying or whatever. There was always a consequence to the thing. Oh, you stole that money. Okay, then you're on timeout or, you know, whatever. We've gotten to a society now where the lines are so blurred between having anything like good or bad even exist that all kind of crazy things are going on. People are doing all kind of crazy things to each other with no thought or forethought or anything. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that. So maybe I'm old school. I am old school, but I believe that we have consequences to our actions. Some people don't. They just think we live, we die, that's it. That's why they can go out and do what they do. They have no God. They have no divine. They have no nothing. They're not connected to anything except their own self-serving purpose. And that is not cool. Now, one of the things they said about the moon currently is at 25 degrees of Leo, and they said that and by the way, if you have your Mars at any of these degrees, I hope that some of this is resonating with you at any of these degrees, but 25 degrees of Leo is a fondness for pleasure, flattery, and sexual passion. The nature may shower him with luxurious gifts, rather easy for him to come by, and so it's hard for him to curb his desires when all these gifts, you know, run out. The tastes are extravagant and at times unappeasable. There could be excess of pride and egotism. I might not be stable or steady enough to cope with the hard struggles that brings on himself by means of his excesses. So should curb his appetites, and he might be carried through largely based on luck. So 26 degrees of Leo is confidence in the natural order of things. And the natives are aware of things out of context. They have faith that things will fit when they're put together right. Well, that's coming up because it's almost at 26 degrees. So that gives me hope because we're at 25 degrees and 45 minutes of a Leo moon. So we're about to go here. This is good. That means things are about to fit together right soon, which is good. They're willing to put in long hours of painstaking attention, the detail, and according to this faith. And there's a love of nature, natural forces, with attention to more mental ability. Also in tune to nature and going outside more. So this is interesting. We should have a couple of good days coming up, I think. That's a very good sign. So let's talk about this Mars and Leo. And I just wanted to kind of give an idea what I think, you know, if Mars was in the houses, what would it mean if Mars wasn't Leo? you know, for each sign. Okay. And this is for each sign. Okay. So I'm going to go like through each sign. And if Mars was in Leo in your chart somewhere. Okay. So if you were an Aries and you had Mars in Leo, it would be falling in your fifth house, because that is where the natural Leo house is for Aries. And it would give you an extremely passionate nature. So if you're an Aries and you have a Mars in Leo in your chart, you have an extremely passionate nature, and also probably a very deep desire to rule and to be number one. You like to be the leader. There's no doubt about it. That's even, and if not you, you will even aspire for your children, you know, to be number one, to be the leader, that type of thing, because your children are also a part of your pride, and you have a great deal of pride in your children, just saying. Taurus, for you, well, this Mars in Leo would most likely show up as affecting in general right now, and if you had it by birth. So Mars in Leo would be affecting your fourth house, which would be your home life, basically your family members, the people that you're living with. Anybody who is living with you, Taurus, when Mars is in Leo, well, things might not be smoothed over that well, because you might be snapping at people if they're not doing what you think they should be doing right at that time. Because, you know, it's Mars and Leo, you are a king or a queen, and if they ain't living up to, you know, taking care of mommy, daddy, or whatever, or giving you your queenly rights, well, in the home, I can see you going on a cooking strike. Like, I ain't cooking nothing for nobody in this house till this house gets clean. Mars and Leo for Taurus, right? Gemini. Mars and Leo would fall in your third house. So I would think that this would make you an excellent communicator. Wow. You, when it comes to communicating, and you could probably even be a writer, even. You might even be a writer. But when it comes to communicating, nobody better try to get one over on you, because you are a master communicator and you pride yourself in your communicating. The books you read or the information you attain, you are a master when it comes to speaking, communicating, writing, talking on the phone, that type of thing. It might even be a part of your work, and you might even be extremely good in sales. This is Gemini, who have this Mars, Leo by birth, or this transiting Mars in the third house. You know, your natural third house, Gemini. Okay. Cancer. Mars would be in your second house of money. Wow. This, you know, I have met some flashy Cancers, and I bet you they had Mars and Leo in the second house. This is making me think about somebody I dated, a Cancer once. Let me tell you the story about this Cancer I dated. He had this white BMW, and this man loved that white BMW. He loved that white BMW more than he loved me. He used to take videos of that white BMW. He would keep the camera on at night just to make sure nobody would go and get in his white BMW. He would go out and wash it almost on a daily, at least two or three times a week, even in the dead of winter. This is what I'm talking about. When that's the kind of thing that could happen if you got Mars in the second house, Cancers, because your things means so much to you, like your car or what you own or your gold or your new suit jacket or that new Gucci bag or whatever it is. That's the kind of thing that would really, really get to a Cancer with their Mars in the second house in Leo. I also see you being really good in bed because Mars in Leo is the sexual nature. Second house is what you have to give. And so Cancer, I think you would give a lot in the area of, you know, sexual prowess and romanticism, you know, passion. Leo, oh my goodness. Leo Mars would be in your first house of you. Now, you know, everyone would think, wow, Mars and Leo, for Leo in the first house, that, wow, they must be great. Well, the issue I see with that is that that's a lot of Leo. That's a lot of Leo. And that's a lot of Mars. Because, you know, I talked earlier to Aries with their fifth house placement of Leo. But it's different when there's Leo, Mars in the first house. Because that's like having Mars conjunct Mars. More so than the sun, you know, in the house of the sun or something like that. But this is a very aggressive, assertive, dominating, domineering type of persona. Even if you don't mean to be, even if you don't know you are, you're not taking second fiddle. You don't know how. It would probably make you cry. You guys love to be the leaders, man. Mars and Leo people, with Mars going through the first house right now, and you've got to lead. You're pioneering. You're leading something. You're starting something. Want to be starting something. And you're probably working on your body. Definitely blinging it out, showing off. Got your summer body, showing off your pecs, your abs. Leos, Leos with the Leo, Mars and Leo. Y'all looking sexy right now too. Virgo, well, Virgo, this Mars in Leo is happening in a very hidden, secret place. And I know a couple of Virgos. Well, my daughter is one. And I can see how this is true. It's not that Virgos aren't aggressive, or that Virgos aren't passionate, or that Virgos aren't sexy. It's that they subjugate that. It's hidden in the 12th house, fully subjugated. You might not know that your Virgo is an undercover freak, because they don't give that up. But in that 12th house of secrets, there is Mars and Leo, and that's passion. That's aggressiveness. That is pride. That is show-offness. All of these things are like in the house of hidden or self-undoing. So you may either deny this part of yourself, or you might feel that when you act in this way, it's your self-undoing. Just know that that pride, that ability, that showmanship, or the ability to show off, that's something that everyone needs in a certain way. Your Mars, your passion, your assertiveness, your fire. You don't want to bury your fire too much. So I guess for you Virgos, it would be how to get in touch with your deeply hidden passions and buried aggressions and this, you know, the assertiveness that's deeply within you. You might be able to get more in touch with that during your sleep. Okay, Virgos? All right. Libra! This Mars in Leo is happening in your 11th house of friendships and also groups and associations. I can see some Libras, you know, because Libras are diplomats. They're ambassadors, they're diplomats, they're mediators, they're negotiators. And I could see some Libras maybe even taking on positions in groups or associations or clubs or maybe some local things that they're affiliated with, like the Rotary Club or Elks Club or something like that, and actually taking on a position of like the mediator or negotiator or some form of leadership, perhaps in a group or association, even if it's online, like something online. Also, I think with Mars and Leo in the 11th house, I think you could be more aggressive in the area of getting friends or more aggressive in communicating with friends. There might be some aggression or arguments with friends, But I think it's more of a passionate nature. So there might be some sexual activity with friends or flirtations with friends or something of that nature, because Libra, you know, the 11th house has got Mars in it, and it's in Leo, and that sextiles Libra. And that shows me there's going to be some passion with friends, I think. So Scorpio, if you were born with Mars in Leo, or you're just a Scorpio, or, you know, Scorpio rising, Mars in Leo would be falling in your 10th house, the natural 10th house. And this is telling me that that Leo drive, that Leo, that Mars in Leo assertiveness and passion and fire is all happening in your career, your ambitions, your status, what you want to achieve in this lifetime, in this world. And Scorpio, man, you got Leo sitting there in like Mars, that fire sitting in your career. Now, the only thing I would say, because that's amazing, okay? But the only thing I would say is that, like, if you're working for a company, your boss or other people at your in your career might feel a little intimidated because, my gosh, you're shining. You're a golden boy, golden girl, golden child, you know, during this time. And so, you know, that could create some issues. So just be aware of butting heads and just know that take the best part of that Mars and use the best part of that Mars to put activity and action and motion into your career. You can get a lot accomplished in your career. And I have a feeling that, you know, anyone who was born with Mars and Leo and they're a Scorpio has it in a 10th house like this. My gosh, your career, wow, you are a powerhouse. I don't care what you're doing, you are filled with power. It is a natural inborn thing that is, you know, native to you. So I hope you take advantage of that. Next, Sagittarius. Wow. Well, Sag, it is kind of a cool thing when I see that the Mars in Leo would be affecting Sagittarius's in their ninth house. Whether this is Mars in Leo by transit, or if you're a Sagittarius who was actually born with Mars in Leo. And that ninth house tells me that things like education, religion, travel, legal things, and dogma, all of those things are very, very, very important to you. Like your philosophy, your take on things, the way you think about things, the way, you know, your opinion on things, and you might be very opinionated. You might be someone who, you know, makes it a point to get your two cents in when you want to get your two cents in. I don't know if you're someone who will be quiet when you've got Mars sitting in the ninth house. You could be the kind of person who goes out with picket signs and marches and does the rallies because causes of all kinds mean a great deal to you. You could be someone that even now might be like the oldest person in your college class because you're not giving up because you got Mars and Leo in the ninth house of like higher education. You might be someone who loves to travel a great deal because Mars, wow, you might, if you are a Sagittarius with your Mars and Leo, tell me, have you been to Paris? Have you been to the Eiffel Tower? I would love to know that. Next, we have Capricorns. Well, Capricorns, and this I feel like is affecting me exactly because according to the Koch system, I have Mars in the eighth house by birth, and Caps, Mars in Leo affects the natural eighth house of Capricorn. And so, you know, the eighth house is not a house to be played with anyway. And I don't know if Mars even likes being in the eighth house. It's like putting fire in water. It is a natural house of Scorpio. And so it's a watery house, although Mars co-rules it. And so that's the only thing I think that saves this Mars in the eighth house is that it is a house that's naturally co-ruled by Mars. And Pluto naturally rules it. So it's, you know, for water, it's like fiery water. It's boiling water. It's never been cold or cool water. And when you add this Mars and Leo to that eighth house, man, there are some passions. We are some passionate people. I always wonder if when people listen to me or see me and they see how passionate I am, if they think I'm just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what people think when they see me. Like, why is that woman ranting or whatever? That's because I've got Mars and Leo in the eighth house and I'm passionate about everything. When I'm passionate about something, I'm passionate about it. When I get into something, I'm into it. Like, I might not have had sex for a year, but when I get to having sex, I plan on doing it very well. And that's the thing about the eighth house. Also, the eighth house is about money. And let's be honest, Caps, you know it's all about the money, right? All about the Benjamins, baby, isn't it? And I'm not the only Cap that thinks that way. That is part of the Capricorn nature. We know it's all about the Benjamins, right? What can you do without the Benjamins? So if you, there's some issues, if you got issues in your chart, by the way, if you're Capricorn, you could be having, you know, problems with the Benjamins, but it's all about the Benjamins. And that is the way we need to live our life. Remember, resources of all kinds, Capricorns, are really going to be in our best benefit. That is like stashing away our monies and setting up our wills and getting annuities and all types of CDs and stuff like that. And just really being wise when it comes to money in a wise way, and taxes and stuff like that. So make sure you take care of these issues that have to do with money. And inheritances are possible. I always believe I'm going to win the lotto or win some huge inheritance so I can live like the Queen Leo and Mars eighth house woman I was always meant to be. Anyway, Aquarius, you are next. And you know, it's funny because this Aquarius would put Mars in the seventh house. So if you're an Aquarius and you were born with Mars in Leo, then it's most likely in your seventh house. Or if you are, you know, it's just transiting your seventh house right now, either way. Just know that what it's affecting is your relationships. It's affecting your relationships with everybody else, right now, I can understand how some Aquariuses might feel like, well, what the heck? Nobody likes me. Why is everybody being aggressive toward me? What's going on? You might even wonder why, you know, you might have some issues in your relationships. They might be kind of rocky right now. Or you might have men or women coming at you out of the blue for maybe sexual encounters, but not love, that type of thing. So be aware of that, because Mars in Leo is in the seventh house of partnerships. And this could be business partnerships. You might be increasing those or working on those. But just remember, it's Mars. And that can be a little aggressive. That can be aggressive in the area of partnerships. That can be aggressive, you know, in business partnerships even. So be aware that when Mars is in Leo, it can be a little overwhelming. And also not to be too aggressive. In other words, don't argue with your mate. Don't argue with your partner. If you can smooth things over, do. If not, wait until this transit is over with Mars and Leo, and then go in and smooth things over with your partner. Okay? All right. Pisces. Well, you know, Mars and Leo is falling in your sixth house of work. And if you were born with Mars in Leo, it would be in your sixth house, work natural, sixth house. Or if you know, right now it's transiting the sixth house of work. So Pisces, I think, naturally takes a great deal of pride in their work. I think so. The Pisces I've known pretty much, they either have been very proud of the work they do, or they have been maybe a little, ashamed of the work they do, and you know, they'll go to drink or drugs because they feel like they can't live up to what they need to do in the area of work. Because having Mars and Leo in the sixth house is a heavy burden. It's saying you have this great need or desire to shine, to be number one, or to be the king or queen or the ruler or the leader or whatever at work. And that can be a problem if you're someone who isn't being given the opportunities to lead or to shine or to be number one or to glow at work. And I, you know, that's one of the issues I've seen with several Pisces. And so just be aware of that. If you have Mars and Leo Pisces, don't be ashamed to shine at work. Don't be ashamed to be the leader. It's okay to be, you know, the golden boy at your job. It's okay to shine. It's okay to do a good job. It doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you an awesome person. And conversely, since this is also the house of health, it's okay to love your body and take care of your body and love yourself and work out and feed yourself right and just know that you're worthy and that you're beautiful and that all of these things are, you know, you're worth all of this. Okay. So I hope that my little 12 houses of Mars and Leo on the 12th house of Leo, my true love gave to me. Anyway, I hope this 12th house of Leo has helped someone out there. So I felt moved to share this 12 houses of Leo and about Mars and Leo and just about the whole Mars and Leo experience in general, because we're going to be going through this for the next couple of weeks in August. Okay. All right, you guys. Well, just sending out my love and light to all out there. This has been Adrienne Obi, Capricorn Tigress with astrologyalookinside.com. And if you haven't, please come and like and share and subscribe, or share our videos and like our videos and subscribe to our YouTube video or our YouTube channel. And then you can also find out more at the website at astrologyalookinside.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/astrologyalookinside. And I give free readings on Facebook twice a week at facebook.com/groups/astrologyalookinside. Okay. And I did just reopen or restarted or recommitted to my Patreon account. And you can find more on me at patreon.com/Capricorn Tigress. Okay, you guys. Well, it's been fun. And I hope everything came through on YouTube. Well, I still didn't do what I normally would do, which, you know, I should have been sharing, you know, some of the things I was looking at, and I didn't do that, but I'll do that next time. I'm still just getting used to it, and hopefully I'm going to get a green screen and I'll have like my backdrop, and I got plans, you guys. I got plans for my YouTube and I got plans for all of you, and I just want to send out my love and my blessings and much light to everyone that has been in the sound of my voice. Okay. Well, namaste to you all. Namaste. Bye now.